Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
All right, so the Knight of Cups is pretty much every person that your parents told you to stay away from. Now, there's a lot of romanticism in the Knight of Cups, but there's little logic. So it gets a little complicated, as humans are complicated. You know, tarot was invented long before the 1500s. We know of the Sola Busca deck in 1491, and even though we've evolved and come a long way as a society since the 1400s, the truth of the matter is those emotions that tarot delve into, jealousy, love, anger, lust, pride, confusion, they've been around since the beginning of time. I mean, animals feel those emotions as well, and animals that predate us as a species. So it gets a little complicated, because when the Knight of Cups comes up, this is a very romantic person. This is someone that wears their heart on their sleeves, and they're easily attracted to them. They're easy to admire and to be charmed by, but it's love itself that the Knight of Cups is in love with. It's not necessarily a person. The Knight of Cups is looking into someone for what he's yearning and what he's seeking. But it's not necessarily in a person themselves. And that's when things can get tricky, because there's no consequence. Once the Knight of Cups no longer finds what he's looking for in a particular person, it could be on to the next, because the Knight of Cups is ruled by emotions, not by logic, not by rational thought. The Knight of Cups is basically love at first sight. You look at someone, say, that's the person for me. You don't know anything about them. You don't know if it's going to work out or not, but it's a heartfelt decision. The Knight of Cups, you know, it does want you to listen to your emotions and your intuition. That's what he's doing. You know, the Knight of Cups is saying, no, listen, don't think logically, follow your heart. But it can get tricky. Like, the Knight of Cups to me reminds me of the girl Bono talks about in Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses. It's a U2 song that came out on Octung Baby in the early 90s. A lot of things were changing then. But listen to what Bono says. And this, to me, is the Knight of Cups. You're dangerous because you're honest. You're dangerous. You don't know what you want. You left my heart as empty as a vacant lot for any spirit to haunt. You're an accident waiting to happen. You're a piece of glass left on the beach. You tell me things I know you're not supposed to, then leave me just out of reach. Who's going to ride in your wild horses? Who's going to drown in your blue sea? And then he goes further. He goes, the deeper I spin, the hunter will sin for your ivory skin. Took a drive in the dirty rain. Took a place where the wind calls your name. Under the trees, the river laughing at you and me. Hallelujah. Heaven's white rose. The doors you open, I just can't close. That, to me, is the Knight of Cups. And there's another song that came out. It might have been a few years after Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses. Jan Arden. She's a Canadian singer. She says in Insensitive, Oh, you probably won't remember me. I'm probably ancient history to you. I'm one of the chosen few who went ahead and fell for you. I'm out of vogue. I'm out of touch. I fell too fast. I feel too much. I thought you might have some advice to give on how to be insensitive. You know, the Knight of Cups thinks it's a great idea to rush right into things. But then what winds up happening is it's not what you felt, because what you felt isn't reality. It's the romantic side of it. It's the potential of what could be, but it's not the actual reality. And you have to continue to push forward when the Knight of Cups comes up to make what you're dreaming a reality. It's not going to do it on its own when you just lead with your heart like that. You know, then it's Tom Petty running down a dream, never going to come to him, but he's still running with it. He's still focused on it, even though the logic of it is it's not going to happen. When the Knight of Cups comes up, it's telling you, you're thinking with your heart. Is there any logic in it? Challenge that. So when the Knight of Cups comes up, remember the girl Bono sings about in Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses? Remember the guy Jan Arden sings about in Insensitive? And remember not to rush too fast unless it's logical. If it's your heart and your emotions and your imagination that's leading the charge, it might be time to step back a bit before you or somebody else gets hurt. That's the Knight of Cups. This is Rockin' Soul Tarot. Please subscribe if you like what we talked about. Please follow me on Instagram, Orlando0616. If there is a question you might have or a reading that you'd like.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.